AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Japanese airbag maker Takata has agreed to declare 33.8 million airbags defective. Martin DeCaro reports this nearly doubles earlier recalls.
Takata is giving in to pressure from U.S. safety regulators after fighting for the past year over the size of the recalls and cause of the problem. Scott Upham was a senior manager with Takata in the mid-1990s. He now works as a consultant in the automotive industry.
Takata should have done this 6 months ago.
He says Takata has struggled to maintain the quality of its products.
They are at fault for this. All of their customers have been encouraging them to voluntarily approve this recall.
The company's faulty airbag inflators are responsible for 6 deaths and more than 100 injuries worldwide. Upham estimates it'll take 2 years to produce enough inflator replacement kits. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Tornadoes have struck the North Texas resort town of Mineral Wells, 45 miles west of Fort Worth. Mayor Mike Allen says several downtown buildings are damaged.
What I saw was roof damage to one of the churches. I wasn't able to get close enough to the other church. There's an old abandoned bank building, I think it was, that apparently lost its roof.
A metal roof was torn from a county building. No injuries reported. Rain and snow from the latest Pacific storm to hit the west renewed the risk of flooding in Colorado. Up to 3 inches of rain fell in the Colorado Springs area, raising streams and putting residents on watch for potential flooding. 4 Union Pacific chemical tanker cars have derailed in Louisiana, prompting emergency officials to order a precautionary evacuation overnight of 2 nearby subdivisions in the West Baton Rouge Parish town of Addis. The Norwegian Dawn cruise ship has been freed after running aground in Bermuda. High tide helped push it off the reef and into deeper water where the ship dropped anchor for the night. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration and Senate Republicans worked in unusual harmony to advance major trade legislation opposed by many rank-and-file Democrats. Hillary Rodham Clinton wants the State Department to speed up the release of 55,000 pages of emails from her time as Secretary of State.
The State Department has to go through its process, but as much as they can expedite that process, that's what I'm asking them to do. Please move as quickly as they possibly can.
A federal judge rejected a proposal to release the emails by January, ordering instead a rolling production of the records. A record heroin bust in New York City.
Drug agents monitoring wiretaps followed a couple of vehicles to an industrial area of New Jersey and then to a residential section of the Bronx. They stopped an SUV where they discovered 70 kilos, 154 pounds of heroin in secret compartments in the SUV. It's the largest single seizure of heroin in the history of New York State.
The AP's Warren Levinson. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.